chapter 5. Bini, attend unto my chokmah, and bow thine ozen to my tevunah, that thou mayest regard mezimah, and that thy sifatayim may keep das, for the sifatayim of a zarah drip as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than shemen, but her end is marah, as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged cherub. Her raglaim go down to mavet, her steps lead to sheol, lest thou shouldest compare to the orach chayim. Her magalot are crooked, that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye banim, and turn not from the words of my pay. Remove thy derech far from her, and come not near the patak of her base, lest thou give thine hod unto others, and thy shanim unto the cruel one, lest zarim be filled with thy koach, and thy toilings be in the base nochri, and thou mourn at the acharit of when thy basar and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated musar, and my lev spurned toharat, and have not obeyed the voice of my morim, nor inclined mine ear to the ones who were my melemed. I was at the brink of all ra, in the midst of the kahal and edah. Drink maim out of thine own bore, and running waters out of thine own well. Should thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and channels of maim in the rehovot, let them be only thine own, and never zarim with thee. Let thy makor be blessed, and rejoice with the isha of thy youth. Let her be as the loving deer and graceful doe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou enraptured tamid with her ahava. And why wilt thou, Bini, be intoxicated with a zara, and embrace the hek of a nokriyah? For the drachim ish are before the eyes of Hashem, and he pondereth all his ma'agalot. His own avanot shall entrap the Rasha himself, and he shall be held fast by the cords of his hatat. He shall die without musar, and in the greatness of his folly he shall be led astray.